It's Wednesday, January 29th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Joe Biden wants any online Biden bros to step up their posting, according to a report by Bloomberg News, which says the former vice president's campaign is actively encouraging supporters to duke it out with Bernie Sanders' extremely online fans. Meanwhile, the John Bolton show continues to dominate impeachment proceedings. And lastly, the Trump administration unveils its plan for Israel and Palestine, and well, let's just say calling it a, quote, peace plan is quite a stretch.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Calling all Biden bros, Uncle Joe needs your good tweets and posts. According to Bloomberg News, the Biden campaign is urging its supporters to get active online and defend their gaffe-prone candidate from the terrifying hordes of Bernie Sanders supporters on social media. Bloomberg reports that the Biden camp thinks Sanders' online army is, quote, getting ugly. This makes sense. It can't be fun for Biden to get confronted on his own terrible voting record every day. Sanders isn't the only candidate with a legion of devoted fans online, but he's almost certainly got more than Joe, considering he's polling almost 30% higher than Biden in the internet-fluent 18 to 29 age group. But Biden may be losing support among older voters as well. The Intercept reported on Tuesday, his polling numbers among the 45 to 64 age group have swung 17 points towards Sanders in recent days. The Sanders camp, meanwhile, is digging in for an onslaught of attack ads placed by a PAC called the Democratic Majority for Israel, which will begin to run on Wednesday. Whatever happens this week, it looks like the tweets will continue to fly. We are now entering day number 3 of the John Bolton impeachment decision as the Senate continues to deliberate on whether or not to subpoena the former National Security Advisor to testify. Bolton, for those of you catching up, alleged in a draft of his new book that Trump had said he wanted to keep aid for Ukraine on ice until the country agreed to investigate the Bidens. If he says that under oath in front of the Senate, it could shake up the whole impeachment trial. On Tuesday, Trump's lawyers essentially told the Senate to ignore Bolton, and surely in any other context, that's great advice. But for the precious few moderate-leaning Republicans in the Senate, it may not be good enough. As it stands, Democrats need 4 Republicans to vote their way to allow witnesses in the impeachment trial and subpoena Bolton. The New York Times reports that Mitt Romney seems like a good bet, as does Susan Collins of Maine. Of the rest, the Wall Street Journal reports that Senators Lisa Murkowski and Lamar Alexander are, quote, open to the idea, which basically means they're waiting to see which way the political winds blow before coming out on one side or another. This indecision, however, has got to be making Majority Leader Mitch McConnell nervous. The Journal reports that he acknowledged Republicans don't quite have the votes to block Bolton from testifying, likely because of the maybes we just mentioned. And everywhere, people are losing patience. On Tuesday night, a Twitter hashtag popped up to encourage Romney to, well, mitt or get off the pot. You can sort out that pun.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
The Trump administration released its long-awaited Middle East, quote, peace plan, which does not appear to be particularly peaceful for some of the parties involved. The plan, which would annex large swaths of Palestine's ever-shrinking territory into Israel, is basically a gift to Israel's hard-right regime under Benjamin Netanyahu, who is at Trump's side as he made the announcement. The plan's resulting map looks like a heavily gerrymandered congressional district, as the Trump and Netanyahu administration cut up Palestine to make sure Israel retained control of Jerusalem and its colonialist settlements outside of the city. As the Trump and Netanyahu administrations cut up Palestine to make sure Israel retained control of Jerusalem and its colonialist settlements outside the city. Palestinian leadership is largely not on speaking terms with Trump, but their response was swift and decisive. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas called the plan a, quote, conspiracy deal and immediately rejected the proposal, which appears to have been deemed downright insulting. Bernie Sanders and other progressive leaders immediately denounced the plan as well. Jared Kushner, the supposed architect of the plan, wasted no time in blaming the Palestinians for not accepting their lot, saying, quote, it's a big opportunity for the Palestinians, and they have a perfect track record of blowing every opportunity they've had in the past, unquote. Sounds like Jared's the one who blew this opportunity, but who's counting besides the entire Middle East anyway? And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
A Maryland police officer who shot and killed a handcuffed unarmed black man in the back of a police car has been arrested and charged with murder less than 24 hours after the shooting, in a shocking departure from the usual narrative of a police killing. The U.S. Air Force dropped more bombs on Afghanistan this year than any other year since they started recording statistics in 2006. With little to show for it, it's a complete mystery why we continue to inflict such violence on a country after 18 years of war. Locust swarms fueled by the climate crisis are decimating crops in East Africa, alarming UN officials who fear for the region's food supply. And finally, a new poll shows Bernie Sanders with a massive lead in the early voting state of New Hampshire, clocking in at 28% support. His closest rival, Biden, has a meager 13%.
Quickie.
That's it for the AM Quickie today. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today live at noon or later wherever your podcasts are found.